It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we're headed to Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom is very large. I don't like my chances of guessing what the fun fact is when we go to Animal Kingdom. There's a lot of area in Animal Kingdom for
newer.
Fun little things to hide.
It's newer, so you've got that going for you. It hasn't had as long for things to show up.
Yeah, but Joe Rohde did the whole thing, and that guy is incredible at like theming and Easter eggs and stuff like that.
So it might help you that this one, there's actually a sign telling you it's there. But if you're like me, you may not have ever noticed said sign is there.
I'm going to go ahead and just tell you right now, I have never noticed that sign. Whatever it is, I have not noticed it.
So Jeremy, have you at Animal Kingdom, maybe you haven't noticed a sign, but maybe you've noticed the thing the sign is on. It's pretty big. It's always green. And it's got a bunch of stuff carved into it.
Is it the Tree of Life?
Congratulations, Jeremy. You're partway to the fun fact.
It's not a... Okay, do we need to talk about what a sign is, Brad?
That's a sign.
That's a tree.
Sign... No, that's actually an oil derrick, remember?
Yeah, that's an earlier fun fact.
That's right. See, that's what we in the podcast biz like to call a callback. Now somebody's going to go find that podcast and that episode, and they're going to forget about this episode, and then they're never going to know this fun fact. So, sign, plaque, whatever you want to call it. So, I guess you're telling me that you haven't seen a plaque attached to the Tree of Life.
Well, keep talking. Let's see if we can jog that memory.
So there's a lot of different animals on the Tree of Life, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And they move. Another old fun fact.
That's right. You're pulling in a lot of the old ones, man. You're doing these callbacks real good, like. So while most of the animals are animals, there's one animal on there that is. At least one animal. It wouldn't surprise me if there's more than one. But there's one animal that is notably not just insert creature here, but it's a specific animal.
Are you talking about like a certain anthropomorphized mouse?
No.
Okay.
No, there is no You know what? I'm not going to say there's not one. We're not discussing a particular anthropomorphized mouse.
I was going to chastise you for making a fun fact out of hidden Mickeys. I was like,
nope.
I think those are pretty well known.
Some people, you know what? You may have just given a bonus fun fact to people. There are hidden Mickeys throughout. Why are you laughing, dude?
For hidden Mickey and 4 million books that purport to show you all of them.
Including the ones that aren't really hidden Mickeys, but were just conveniently there. Yeah. Yes, but no, we're not talking about hidden Mickeys in this episode.
Okay.
So, a particular animal is carved onto the Tree of, or molded, or however you want to go about it, onto the Tree of Life. Do you know what animal and where?
Obviously, I do not.
Oh, that's so sad. Have you ever been to It's Tough to Be a Bug?
No.
See, that greatly diminishes your chances of knowing about this animal because this animal is found right near the basically at the where you walk in to go up underneath in the lobby area or whatever. That is where this animal is carved. And the animal is a chimpanzee, but more specifically, it is the chimpanzee David Greybeard. So, Jeremy. Okay. For your last part of the fun fact, why is there some chimpanzee called David Greybeard on the Tree of Life?
Did he help build the Tree of Life?
Yes. He actually used to climb up there. Each leaf was actually attached by the chimpanzee.
In his Imagineering David. Hard hat?
Yes. Safety first, man. He actually had to clip himself. No, not at all. Not at all.
No, he has that prehensile tail. He doesn't need no clip.
Safety, man. OSHA doesn't let you just use your tail.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So David Greybeard is actually known for Jane Goodall. Jane Goodall observed the wild chimpanzee David Greybeard out in the wild, and Jane Goodall was also a park advisor to the Disney's Animal Kingdom. So, in honor of Jane Goodall and her interactions with animals, there is a carving of David Greybeard there near It's Tough to Be a Bug on the Tree of Life.
Hmm.
So if you're looking for a chimpanzee, that's the only one that I know of that exists on the Tree of Life. And you might actually have to go see It's Tough to Be a Bug, which means you're going to have to see more than what Jeremy has apparently seen in his visits to Disney's Animal Kingdom. But if you go down there and you see that, you can tell people what it is before they actually read the plaque. Though, again, it's one of those things that I know the plaque is there because I've seen the pictures of this carving, molding, what, and I've seen the pictures of the plaque, but I've been to It's Tough to Be a Bug a couple of times, and I've never actually noticed this in my visit. So it could also be that I'm just very incapable of noticing things. I don't know. Anything is possible.
Well, I don't even have that excuse. I've just never even been there, so.
Which is honestly a better excuse than, I walked past it a couple of times and just totally was oblivious to it. But as with many fun facts, that happens. So next time, I'm not going to miss it. You're going to go do It's Tough to Be a Bug just so that you can see it. And everybody else will annoy their friends and family by knowing yet another random fact about Disney. But in spite of all of the fun facts that we have done, there are still facts out there that you know about and we want to know about them. So let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. Facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And as always, you can find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.